This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in this hour of the program, which you can hear every weekend on a lot of great radio stations around the country. And you can also access it by going to gooddayhealthshow.com. Each week, Dr. Ken and I talk about the things that have been published in the medical journals, his read on them, what happens in this circumstance, what you need to know as a result of the circumstantial information and evidence that comes from a lot of these trials. So let's get started. Ken is a cardiologist at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. What a wonderful place to go to get yourself checked up and checked out. Ken's the man to do it, and if you want that connection, easy. Just dial up 352-735-1400. You have my unequivocal endorsement of Ken, the way he practices medicine. I love his the nature, his pleasantness. People just love to be there, and the only thing they get angry about is he takes so much time with the guy before you. You've got to wait while he's taking care of the person, giving them the time that they need. After all, that's what medicine should be about, right? Not watching the clock, but taking care of the needs that people have. So, as Ken is a cardiologist, interesting story this week about exercise. I don't know that this is common sense, though, it seems to me, Ken, isn't it? Shouldn't it be?
Well, maybe to you it is, but the continued identification of the relationship between the heart and the brain is accentuated, emphasized in this fascinating study to me, because you and I, especially me, I've been fascinated about the brain-heart relationship ever since the time I was a student, way back. Mm-hmm. I won't tell you how long that is. But this appeared in the all-important Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week, Doug, because what we do all know is that exercise is great for your cardiovascular health. But this new research done right down your block at Mass General Hospital suggests that your brain has a lot to do with it, has a lot to do with the benefit of exercise on your heart. And I don't think that that's what is obvious to this study, at least before I read it. And it's all about physical activity's ability to lower the stress level within the brain. In fact, in this study, what they proved and discovered is that exercise brought the greatest heart benefits to people who already had histories of depression.
Lots of exercise, good for everything. The body, the brain. It just makes sense.
This is why I emphasize, and I've noticed it in my experience with thousands of heart patients, you can't get the heart all better unless you get the brain all better. They work together, and mental stress, depression, it just increases the inflammation in the circulation to the heart and leads to the number one killer of Americans, heart attacks. Also, strokes, same process. 70% of strokes occur from the same process that causes heart attacks. So getting the mental health healthy is going to help the brain. It's going to help the heart and just help you stay on planet Earth longer and try to lower the risk of disability.
All right, so let's divert our attention for a second to something that I saw this week that I wanted to bring to your attention. It has to do with brains, the kinds of, getting blood to your brain. There's a Neuralink brain chip that has been developed, and it's been put into brains of monkeys, but now there's a human first patient to ever have one of these chips put into his brain. And the experience now has been 2 months since he had the surgery. He's a quadriplegic, and he's got this chip is about the size of a quarter put in his brain a couple of months ago. He became paralyzed from an accident 8 years ago. And so the demonstration with him, this guy, and doctors as to how he can use his mind to do certain tasks now, this fascinated me because it shows you the unlimited power of your brain. This chip engages the brain so that it can engage parts of his body that he couldn't use before. He's playing video games, mostly with his mind. But this kind of shows you that, and I don't know if this was some artificial intelligence used in this, Ken, but it just shows you what the human mind can create and what the human mind can do. It's fabulous when you think about it.
I think you talk about Elon Musk's approval to implant this chip, first human, and the human was able to...
It was on X, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The human was able to manipulate a computer mouse, and that was the success. And this is the early stage of hopefully more success.
Don't you think that's fascinating? Oh, yeah, you're right. There's artificial intelligence involved. Now, speaking of artificial intelligence, there's a story this week about how it may help radiologists boost the efficiency of the testing. Is that what this is when you're looking? Well, like when you test me out for various things, you have to send the CAT scan to a radiologist to interpret, right? Isn't that what happens there?
We do it together, and he's not artificial. He's real. And what I think we need to all accept is AI is not going away. It's only going to be bigger and bigger. It's not going to replace the physician. And that's why I like to call it, at least in medicine, assisted intelligence. And it's going to help us, if we use it appropriately, to be even better. It's just like introducing any other technology into medicine. And doctors, technology 100 years ago, if we had not added all of our technology, we wouldn't be as able as we are. And this is just the next bit of technology. And this study published this week in Radiology showed that when radiologists actually introduced, were not replaced, but added AI to their facilities, it not only decreased errors, but got their reports out more quickly. It boosts efficiency. So I think the take home from this is that we shouldn't fear AI. We should look forward to it because it's going to make the medical profession, if used appropriately, not substituting for us better.
Right. Yeah, I mean that's
assisted
the thing.
Intelligence.
Yeah, that's the latest thing, and the question is, what's the appropriate use versus letting it take? If you listen to Elon Musk, he'll tell you that by the end of next year, AI will be more in charge and smarter than any human. What is that? How do you even rationalize that in your head? What does that mean?
That's why we have to make sure that that doesn't happen. And we need to make sure that these machines are not making decisions, life and death, where human opinion is kept out because the outcomes may be very different. And that was not the intent of this study. And I don't think that's the intent of anyone in medicine. And those who are using it that way hopefully will be frowned upon.
Yep. All right, let's go back to the heart for a second. That's your specialty. I noticed that there's an article in here about controlling blood pressure and why you should. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons for doing it. What's the latest?
Well, this is another reason to do it. And even you, Doug, I don't think has thought of this. But uterine fibroids, these are benign but painful tumors that arise in the uterus. And amazingly, they affect up to 80% of women by the age of 50. And up until this point, we have had really no way of preventing them. And fibroids, they are not pleasant. I've never had one.
My sister had one. It was the size of a grapefruit.
Exactly.
And she was 50 when she had it, and it was miserable.
painful.
She thought it was cancer.
Exactly. Painful, a lot of pain, and a lot of bleeding for so many people, who women who get these. 80% of women by age 50. But the news from this article published this week in JAMA Network Open is that by controlling blood pressure throughout life dramatically lowers the risk of getting these fibroids. So, ladies, you want to talk to your doctor about how you can check your blood pressure outside the office, at home. Don't get mentally stressed out about it, but just appreciate all the benefits outside of preventing heart attacks, strokes, kidney damage. Now you can work on preventing uterine fibroids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about that for a second. How, what the body sort of is telling you, this is not a cancer, but yet you're growing, and it grew fast because the blood supply, apparently in that area, there's a huge blood supply, right? So it
yes.
fed the tumor, and she, you know, she knew about it, and a month later it had grown, after they discovered it, it had grown to the size of a grapefruit, and she went in and had it taken out. But I can think, I remember she was quite concerned to the point of being scared about it. And she had had breast cancer a couple of years before that. It wasn't a serious case and it was taken care of quickly. But, you know, who knows what goes, you think about these things and you can go bananas.
Having a grapefruit growing in the uterus, which is
actually
how big these things can get. If you're not scared, you're not human.
Yeah, right. That's for sure. But anyway, the word cancer, you know, if somebody says you got a heart problem, you know, okay, you take note and you do something about it. When you tell people that they have a heart disease or something, I'm betting the reaction is a whole lot different than if you tell that same person you got cancer, right? I mean, the word cancer is something that is no equivalent to it, frankly. So, anyway, that's food for thought. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We're going through a lot of the information that's been published this past week and how it affects you. We have a thing. I want to talk about some herbal remedies with you, something we don't usually talk about. We also have drugs to talk about. There's a shortage of some drugs. We're going to talk about that in a few moments here. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right, go to toploss.com, use the Doug Steffen code, or just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, but it's 23 after the hour on this week's American. Well, there I am again. I'm doing the American Family Farmer. No, I'm not. I'm doing with Ken. It's the culmination of lots of years of working together. Good Day Health on the air, going through some of these publications and what is what this earth-shaking info is this week and how does it affect you. So let's talk about the shortage of drugs. Now there's a database that shows more specifically what the shortages are, why, I guess, is part of the question, and more important is, what do you do about it, Ken?
Exactly. This is a big concern that we all need to recognize, and we need a plan to deal with this. Doug, the facts. There's a record high of 323 different medications that were in short supply during the first quarter of 2024, this year. This is from the American Society of Health System Pharmacists and the University of Utah Drug Information Service report. Doug, the American Society of Health Systems Pharmacists and the University of Utah Drug Information Service, they started tracking drug shortages as far back as 2001. And you know what? Things have never been worse. And some of the most worrying shortages involve generic sterile injectable medications, including cancer therapy, chemotherapy drugs, and emergency medications stored in hospital crash carts and procedural areas. Ongoing national shortages of therapies for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder also remain a serious challenge for clinicians and patients. And I've heard psychiatrists say they're not taking new patients because they just can't get medication for the most severe cases of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
So then what is the fix? Because certainly today we have as many, if not more, people who need that attention, whether they recognize it in fact or not, I guess remains to be seen as part of the story. But then what's the solution? What's the plan?
I think the FDA has to, from the big picture, organize and the bring back of the manufacturing of these products in America.
Yep.
I think we have to know where the ingredients are coming from, because even if they're manufactured here in America, if the ingredients are not, that can slow up production. So we need to start making the final product and making the ingredients locally, and this needs to be coordinated on a large level or things are going to get worse.
All right, let's take an example. This is a drug that you and I talk about a great deal. I'm not as keen on it from what I know as you are. You're the expert, but I'm not a big fan of Ozempic. So is this a drug that is so popular and being used for different things? Is this one of the drugs we're talking about that's in short supply?
Absolutely. But this is an example for even in the best of times would be in short supply because it's a new drug and it's become this class. These two drugs, Mounjaro and Ozempic, these two drugs in the same class that these diabetes drugs initially approved for diabetes have an incredible effect on weight reduction. They've just become suddenly overnight the most popular drugs in the world. So this is way beyond what we expect. This is not why we're having problems with drug shortage. Drugs commonly used are in very significant short
supply. All right. Let's pause for a moment here on this week's the Good Day Health program with Ken. This week's focus on the literature and what findings there are, because I want to get more into the Ozempic situation with women and what they're doing as they are pregnant. And this seems like a big danger zone to me. We'll talk about it in a few minutes here as we continue on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The joint resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now at 34 after the hour, this Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida. I tell you, the place is loaded all the time whenever I'm there. People are happy to see Ken to get various treatments. The EECP room is always full. It's a great way, as I found out, to after Ken finds a little bit of a problem with some of your micro. This is not for the big blood carriers, but the small ones, right?
It can be used for both.
Really?
Patients who have big vessel blockage and they're not candidates for angioplasty or bypass surgery, it works very effectively.
Huh. All right, back to the drug Ozempic and women who are doing something that is senseless. And why wouldn't women, you know, any common sense would tell you don't take any drugs unless the doctor tells you to, but they're on these weight loss drugs. What the heck is happening to the babies if they're taking it while they're pregnant versus the ability for them to become pregnant, which apparently is the result. Is this a confusing trail? I think maybe it is, but
let me try to unpack what's going on. What is being noticed, Doug, with these two new weight loss drugs that are so effective is that women who are having trouble conceiving, getting pregnant, are suddenly getting pregnant. And if you're trying to get pregnant, this is a huge benefit. And they're being called Ozempic babies. And it, and this is, you talk to a doctor, and I'm sure they've heard about this. And it's a well, it's well known that weight loss in general helps make women more fertile. And this is what is it being used as the explanation. Maybe the, maybe they're, if they're taking drugs to prevent fertilization, maybe there's an absorption issue, but most likely it's what we noticed, what we've known for hundreds of years, that when women lose weight and move from obesity to more normal weight, their hormones just change and they become more fertile. The important thing is that it's best to be off these drugs, the Mounjaro, the Ozempic.
Well, that's my question, yeah.
Wegovy, and rebranded Wegovy and Zepbound to lose weight. It's really ideal to be off these drugs for 2 to 3 months before trying to conceive. So if you're trying to get pregnant, you want to stop. And the reason why you want to be off them this long is because the half-life is about 5 weeks. They do stay in the system for a while. So, ladies, if you're trying to get pregnant, then just be off these drugs for 2 to 3 months. But the surprise is that women who just thought that they were unable to have a child are suddenly having a present.
Wow. So let's go one step further with this. Women who go on a diet when they are pregnant, let's say they get Ken. What is taking a drug like Ozempic if you are pregnant?
No, don't do that.
Well, that's why I'm asking the question. I want you to tell people not to do it.
No, no. As I said, as I just mentioned, let me say it again. Because if it went over your head, it went over most of the audience's head. It's best to be off these drugs.
I want you to say it more definitively. Yeah, I want you to be more. All right, that's why I asked you again.
You want to be off these drugs for 2 to 3 months before trying to conceive, and and especially if you know you're pregnant and you're shocked and surprised that you're pregnant, and wow, what a surprise! Then immediately get off them. You don't want to be taking them. And fortunately, there really haven't been reports of bad things that I've seen. If there are some, you know, I guess I'll come across them. But it's best to be off them as soon as you know you're pregnant. And it's best to be off them, I'll say it again, for 2 to 3 months if you're trying to conceive.
Yeah, but I'm hammering home you shouldn't be taking them while you are pregnant. Why would anybody?
Oh,
that's that was
no,
my point.
No, as I said, if you learn you're pregnant, get off them immediately.
Yeah. Don't take
another injection.
Right.
If you find out you're pregnant and you're surprised that you're pregnant, stay off them. If you're trying to get pregnant, don't take them.
You got it. All right, counterfeit Botox. What would that be, like a saline solution? What happens when people
just
take counterfeit Botox and they get sick, right?
Just the botulism, just the opposite. And so this is of concern. This is a warning that comes out of the CDC. The CDC said it's investigating, Doug, nearly 20 reports of people experiencing adverse effects from injections of counterfeit Botox. 9 people who received the counterfeit Botox, they've been hospitalized, and this is in multiple states across the country. The CDC is urging those considering Botox to ask their provider if they're licensed and trained to perform the procedure, and also ask if the product they are using is approved by the FDA.
I'm just looking, as we're on the air, I go through a number of health stories, and when I'm getting ready to do the program, I try to bring myself up to date on some things that
I think you will talk about. This is serious stuff, because if you have not good product, you can inject yourself and get botulism, where you actually paralyze the ability to breathe, and you can die from this. So this is really of great concern. So anyone who's getting Botox, just ask if the provider is licensed and trained to perform the procedure, and is the product they're using actually approved by the FDA, not a knockoff, not something made down the road by Jane and Harry.
Right, by Harry and Jane. All right, let me go back to the drug stuff for a minute.
This is what I started to say.
When you started talking about drugs, I'm looking to see what's going on with these Chinese companies that are making drugs or putting them together, and then, you know, they're assembling, like a car plant, assembling the ingredients and putting them together. And apparently, U.S. government is scrutinizing one particular company that has been changing secretly the formula. And so this is part of where we are getting the concern about disrupting the supply chain for key drugs. As usual, it's back to the Chinese and what their problems are. And people, as you suggested during when we were talking about it, that they're moving the production of the drugs back here or to someplace, any place but China.
I wonder how often people ask their pharmacist where it comes from.
I ask. Yeah, well, I don't take drugs, but I did the last time when I got something that I had to take. And when you gave me the Z-Pack to get rid of my congestion and stuff when it was really bad, the cough and stuff, this winter, I asked him where it was made. It wasn't China. I'm trying to remember. What was
Romania, probably.
Yeah, I think it's exactly right. Eastern Europe. Yep, yeah. So, all right. We'll pause. We'll continue as we focus on your health and well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Good Day Health, gooddayhealthshow.com is where you get the podcast and you get the downloads and you get the whole program. Here's the story about a whole program going on, continuing this week at mypillow.com. Get the product catalog, look in it, and then understand. When you look at the prices on some of these things in the catalog, and then you realize you can save tons of dough, because pretty much everything is on sale at $25, right? You can get a couple of My Pillows for $25, sandals for $25, towels for $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. They want to keep the plant working, keep people moving. So you need new sheets, need new slippers, need new pillows, then go to mypillow.com. Take advantage of this fabulous $25 offer. It's the first time they've ever done it. Check it all out. Mypillow.com with the promo code DS. So use DS when you're going to mypillow.com to order. You get free shipping with the DS code, and you get the $25 a piece for everything that's there. Check it out. Again, mypillow.com is the address. We're all familiar with it. And then use the discount code DS, and you'll be all set. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. That's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Caltrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. COVID once again in the spotlight, and there's always going to be these research projects, Ken, that will go back to look at the survivors and what their issues are. So if you've had severe COVID, what's going on in the survival mode with people who still have issues because they had COVID-19, right?
Right. This just underscores how significant severe COVID is. You know, these are people who end up in the hospital on ventilators, and how big a deal this is, how life-changing this can be. This comes out of the medical journal this week, Critical Care Medicine, Doug, that two-thirds of severe COVID-19 patients, these are people who end up in the hospital, still have physical, psychiatric, and thinking problems 1 year after their illness. Among the participants, 64%, Doug, reported having persistent health problems a year after the illness, including physical 57%, breathing 49%, psychiatric 24%, and cognitive problems 15% in this group. So It affects you, and sadly, for too long a time and too big a way.
So let's talk about herbalism or herbalism, depending on whether you use an and or an a before it. This has been declared Herbal Month, and I wonder how much of that. I think when I think of herbs, I think of tea and stuff like that. But then there are people who relate it to minerals and things that we ought to have in our body. Would you say that herbal medicine, plants, the plant medicine? You know, we all say that food is medicine, and there are a lot of plants that are supposedly good for us. What do you say if somebody comes into your office and says, hey, doc, what do you think of this herb? Look at it, you say, talk to somebody else. What do you do?
Well, you're talking about things like plant seeds, I guess, berries, roots, leaves, bark, flowers for medicinal use. And this has been used for a long time outside of conventional medicine. I'm a conventional cardiologist, but I do like to say I'm open-minded and I will reach out across the other side if there's evidence. And many patients do bring me these things because they know I don't shut the door and say, you know, I don't want to hear
it.
Some conventional doctors will say.
They do.
But I'll listen because sometimes important things will come out of things that are not yet accepted. But I always say, where's the evidence? And if there's no good evidence that it's safe, good evidence that it's safe and effective, you know, I let the patient know they're going to be a guinea pig, and do they want to, you know, do their own research. And so I don't endorse treatment with these herbs unless I see accompanying safety and effectiveness data that I can review myself and read it.
All right, well, that makes good sense, and it certainly fits in the tradition of what the trending stuff that we talk about here. What we focus on is the world of conventional medicine, and so that's why it has so much value, because there's so much information about it all the time. A lot of information about all kinds of medicinal things and treating people, helping them out. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. You want to be in touch with him? 352-735-1400. This is Good Day Health.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com.
including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Time. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. The question about pets and whether or not you can, with a pet, you know, there's been a lot of focus on cows getting bovine problems, and now the owners of cows like I am on my farm are worried about the bird flu. And so the cows aren't necessarily pets, although to me they are. But I'm talking about dogs and cats more than anything else. So can pets get you, can they make you sick? Can they give you a bug?
What you're talking about, Doug, is zoonotic illness, zoonosis with a Z. And these are illnesses that are passed from animals to humans. And this comes out of the European Society of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases Global Congress. It's being held this month in Barcelona. And this certainly caught my eye. And what they reported is that cases of superbugs, these are bugs that are not sensitive to any known antibiotic, or we use the last resort antibiotic. They're obviously of great concern. And these superbugs being passed between sick dogs and cats and their health owners have been identified in England and Portugal. Dogs and cats, they can pass antibiotic-resistant bacteria to their owners, Doug, raising concerns that household pets could be contributing to the world's antibiotic crisis. Bacteria can pass between pets and humans by simple affection. So how do you get this? Well, it's passed by simple affection like petting, touching, and kissing the animal. They can also spread through handling of feces. So what do you do to prevent this? You know, you love your pet, but you don't want to die over it. So pet owners should wash their hands after petting their dog or cat, good luck, and after handling their waste. So that's the recommendation that's coming from all of these microbiologists and infectious disease specialists, that if you own a pet, you need to wash your hands after petting the dog or cat and after handling their waste. Good luck.
I never do that. I pat Daisy. She goes in bed with me. She kisses me, loves me. I scratch her. That's, you know, and then nighty night time.
I knew you'd love this story.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Here's it's something that I am concerned about. I saw something about antibiotics not being able to reduce the severity of coughs. Remember when I came to you in January after I'd had a couple of bouts with that new flu this year and the cough stayed with me and you put me on a Z-Pak, which is basically antibiotics. I don't usually do that, but in this case I was very eager to get rid of it. And I still, as you noted when I was down in your office a couple of weeks ago, have this cough. And now I see this thing about antibiotics not reducing the severity and the duration of the coughs. So how then do you get rid of them?
You know, I saw this article, and, you know, I've been practicing medicine. I've been, you know, a doctor since 1982. You know, I have to say that this has not been my general experience, except when they're not used where there's an ongoing infection that's been ongoing. But I have seen in too often situations where clearly there's a bacterial infection that's been ongoing, untreated, and you actually treat with an antibiotic that's sensitive, it will be very effective. So, you know, there may be some issues with this study, and to make such broad conclusions may be confusing to a lot of people. So it's just that you don't want to demand an antibiotic for every cough, but also if you do have a lingering cough. I've had several patients that I've known, you know, that just didn't get any care, that have died from walking pneumonia, that could have easily been treated with an antibiotic. So you have to just put this kind of study in right focus, that you don't want to undertreat, you don't want to overtreat. And I think that's the best take-home message from this article.
Well, one of the things that you said to me, which I'm taking heed of, when I go see the pulmonary guy, you said have him do a swab. I'm going to have a breath test just to, you know, I have a test every year or two just to know what's going on. Get a culture of it.
Exactly. You have a chronic, productive, colored cough that just isn't going away. And this is, and if you read this study and say, oh, treatment's not going to work, you know, the outcome could be horrible. So, yes, this is where you want to not use shotgun therapy, you know, like one from column A, one from column B. You want to culture it, see what it is, and get something sensitive to the actual infectious agent.
This Good Day Health, Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.